DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Turkish forces fired across the frontier into Syria again on Sunday after a shell launched from Syria landed in Turkey's border town of Akçakale. It was the fifth consecutive day of Turkish retaliation against incoming bombardment from northern Syria, where President Bashar Assad's forces have been battling rebels who control several pieces of territory close to the Turkish frontier. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said shells fired in retaliation from Turkey landed near the Syrian town of Tel Abyad. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The fighting, meanwhile, continues, and at least 70 people were killed across Syria on Sunday. Venezuelans are voting on Sunday with President Hugo Chavez's 14-year socialist revolution on the line as the leftist leader faced a youthful rival, Henrique Capriles, in his toughest electoral challenge yet. Voters stood in long lines to cast ballots after Chavez supporters played military-style bugles before dawn to rally loyalists of the president. Capriles has surged in opinion polls recently and had been attracting huge numbers of people to his rallies with his promises to curb runaway crime and unite the divided country. Chavez, who won 62% of the vote in the 2006 election, held a 10-point lead in the latest poll, but other surveys have put the rivals in a statistical dead heat. Yet people on the street are keen about voting.
There are a lot of people voting, many of them early, which is very important. It's important in order to maintain democracy in this country, to continue being a democratic country.
Polling stations close at 6 p.m. local, but people will be allowed to vote as long as there are lines. A motorcade rally on Sunday led by Pakistan opposition leader Imran Khan was prevented from entering the tribal region of South Waziristan to protest U.S. drone strikes that frequently kill civilians. Pakistani soldiers stopped the convoy of nearly 5,000 cars just outside South Waziristan near the Afghan border and convinced Khan to hold the rally elsewhere, citing security threats. Khan and thousands of reporters returned to the town of Tank. In Kuwait, state-run television said that Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmed Al Sabah issued a decree on Sunday dissolving the 2009 parliament just over 3 months since it was reinstated by the Constitutional Court, state media said. The decree came months after political gridlock and a failed attempt by the Western Allied government to overturn a voting district law that seemed to favor opposition groups led by Islamists. Under Kuwait's constitution, new general elections must be held within 60 days or before December 7th. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. South Korea announced a deal with the United States on Sunday that will almost triple the range of its missiles to cover the whole of North Korea. It is a move that is very likely to infuriate Pyongyang. The agreement will allow the South to deploy missiles with a range of 800 kilometers, up from the current limit of 300 kilometers, said National Security Advisor Chun Young-woo. The extension will not only bring the whole of North Korea within reach of Seoul's rockets, but also parts of China and Japan. Analysts warned that the new deal may accelerate an arms race in Northeast Asia. The Philippine government and the country's biggest Muslim rebel group announced Sunday they had reached a deal to end a decades-long separatist insurgency that has killed more than 150,000 people. According to the terms of the agreement, a new semi-autonomous Muslim area will be established in the resource-rich southern Philippine region of Mindanao, which the 12,000-strong Moro Islamic Liberation Front regards as its ancestral homeland. And now for a quick look at some sports scores. Sebastian Vettel slashed the Formula One title race to just 4 points Sunday as he stormed a victory in the Japanese Grand Prix after championship leader Fernando Alonso spun out on the first turn. Ferrari's Felipe Massa came in second. The Japan's Kamui Kobayashi gave the hometown fans a thrill by becoming the first Japanese driver to claim a podium finish at the Japanese Grand Prix in 22 years. And for a quick look at Sunday's Bundesliga scores, defending champions Borussia Dortmund played to a 1-1 draw against Hanover. Leverkusen was in Stuttgart, and that game was a 2-2 draw as well. And Eintracht Frankfurt suffered their first defeat of the season with a 2-0 loss at Mönchengladbach. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle News.